This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Firebird.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah. What to make of this fella?
So I initially thought, hey, this is pretty boring. It's just another hawk, you know, similar to the Blood Kite. I like its illustration. The fact that he's got those two little streamers hanging off the back of his wings.
Right. And I like the little bee, the little bonus bee we get that he's going for.
Yeah. But yeah, like these are just insectivores. They swoop around, but then you get to the key detail that is contained within their name, which is these things love fire.
Sure, I love it. They don't like shoot fire or anything, though. No. You expect them, you know, being a role playing book for them to like throw fire or something like that.
Right. Gotcha. They just happen to pop up whenever there is incidentally fire. They're really only ever dangerous to bugs. And even when they attack people, most of their attacks are mock attacks. They don't actually make contact with you unless, you know, you push them to great limits, right?
Yeah.
So they will harry you if you're near their nest, but that's about it.
If you push them to the edge, they start walking tall. And you need to make sure you don't get one of these bad boys to the walking tall level, you know? No. if you don't push them, then they're just kind of peaceful bird dudes. Like,
right.
They seem neat. Like, if this were a real animal, it would be one of my favorite animals because it'd be fun to watch.
Oh, of course.
You know, they talk about that. Like, you create a bonfire and these things, like, swoop and play in it and, like, just do bird pratfalls and stuff. And, like, I'm into that.
Yeah. I'm down for a bird that you can effectively lure.
Oh, yeah. I'm into an animal I can Pied Piper into my stomach or elsewise. You know, like, but they're not, I wonder what they're doing in this book.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, like that's the big problem is just like, and they function as kind of options for a phoenix.
Yes.
You know, so I think a phoenix shows up later. I think phoenixes are in this game. Mm-hmm. And these things kind of hang out with phoenixes.
They're hangers on. They're part of the entourage.
Yeah. You know, so but what is the idea behind them individually? They're not used for corporate security. Like, you're not really going to, they're just kind of flavor.
They're just like incidental, right? They're like, oh, there must be a fire around here. I tend to notice fire or smoke quicker than I notice birds. And I notice birds pretty readily.
You are a bird noticer. Yeah. I guess that it would be the idea is like you see one of these things and you might think like, hey, there's some fire.
Yeah.
That's weird. I guess that's indirect.
Yeah. And the Shadow Talk is pretty muddled as well, because you have Spectre, who is coming out here as like a conspiracy theorist. He's a firebird truther, saying it can't be a coincidence that they hang around with phoenixes.
Why does it have to be a coincidence?
A phoenix is perpetually on fire, or kind of is always around fire. So you would expect that they're just hanging around because they love to cavort in the flames.
It's weird that all these mice chase this cheese golem around. That can't be a coincidence.
It has to be by design.
And it's like, yeah, it's just design, man. Yeah, so I don't. And the one little hook, they even like shoot themselves in the foot because the hook they give is like, let's say they're attacking you, can you set fire to something and distract them?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, what's more strong, like territoriality or love of fire? And they're saying that's probably territoriality.
Yeah,
you know, and mostly just because they wanted to make it really hard for me to say that twice in a row. Territoriality. There we go.
Yeah. So which instinct is stronger? And the instinct to protect their young.
Tokitoriality. Tokitoriality.
The game everybody has but can't remember why.
Everyone owns but no one has played Tokitori 2. The teleporting kiwi bird. I feel like that hook, you know, but even when are you going to run into them? Like, they don't even really explain like why they'd be attacking you at all.
There's like incidental fauna, you know, like they just happen. It is, you know, and that's a criticism probably of this book, is that the majority of what you do around, you know, and like in Shadowrun happens in the city, happens elsewhere. Like, a lot of the stuff that you're going to find, a lot of stuff we're talking about is incidental, right? It is a threat on the way. This is on the way, but it is decidedly not a threat.
Yeah. Yeah. So not quite an exciting Monster Manual entry,
right?
That maybe I wanted it to be. You know, fire resistance is something that you can get with a certain kind of like cloak.
Yeah.
You know, not even a magic one. Like, I can go down to the store, you know, like the camping supply store, and probably buy like a fire retardant, you know, sheet.
Yeah.
And then have all the powers of a firebird.
Yeah. If your power is something you have in common with most children's toys and clothing.
If they advertise your power, you know, or there's an asterisk that has your superpower at the bottom of a power wheels, you know,
this complies with the California Blood Kite ordinances.
Yes.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.